Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hello, my friend, Steve Gamlin here. Welcome to the latest Motivational Firewood Radio Show. During a recent radio appearance, I was filling in for the managers of a local fitness facility and got to share my views on health. And a great big thank you to Rocco and Lori from Integrity Health Coaching Centers in Bedford, Londonderry, and North Conway, New Hampshire, for inspiring my humorous look at fitness on their radio show that led to this one. Let's face it, folks, butt cheeks across America are wider than ever. Now, I'm not immune to this. I'm currently pushing the scales in the high 220s. Luckily, I'm 6'2" and have a killer collection of vertically striped shirts. I still remember when my doctor told me a few years ago that I should eat better and get more exercise. And of course, I answered, "Hey, I have a gym membership." His blank stare and his pause were priceless. After all, a whole bunch of us have a gym membership. Now, the next day when I actually went there, the computer at my gym almost wet itself laughing as it tried calculating the number of days since my last workout. Put it this way, if it tried to do it in dog years, I'd probably be dead. So how are you doing these days? Are you getting enough exercise? Are you making healthy food choices? Or like many Americans, does your workout consist of cupcake curls? You know, flexing your forearms as you guide that frosted monster to your pie hole. As we head into the home stretch of 2015, I want you to take an honest look at yourself in the mirror. Naked. Don't beat up on yourself. Just be honest. Could you be doing better? This doesn't mean that I want you to swipe your credit card for the next piece of exercise equipment you see on an infomercial. Besides, those after people aren't really that happy working out anyway. Here are three simple steps to creating a better, healthier you. Number one, know your specific health goals. The number of pounds on your scale, fat ratio, whatever. And it's okay somewhere in there to have something less technical like, "I just want to look better naked." Yeah. Number two, find someone who has done it and learn from them. Look around. Is the trainer at your gym in worse shape than you are? If so, do not pay that person to train you. Number three, take a daily action toward your goal on purpose. Bending over to tie your shoes does not count as an ab crunch. One thing to remember, celebrate every little victory on your healthy journey, and not by curling a cupcake. If you, like me, have some extra pounds that snuck up on you over the years, don't expect your muffin top to jump ship in a week. After all, it took a hell of a lot longer to get there. Here's another thing. Make it fun to eat better and to exercise. Look online for cool recipes that include healthy ingredients whose names you can't even spell. Listen to some kick-butt music that makes you smile while you're working out. Heck, even imagine this frosting on the dumbbells. Just don't lick them. That would be weird. Till next time, take care of yourself, please enjoy the journey, and do your best to live a little longer.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event, or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.